Peter, along that, the most important business of the night was to make sure that you finished second in the league, which you do, just 3 points behind Swindon in the end.
Yeah, it's galling when you think of the narrow defeats, you know, that we've had at various places because I'm an understrength team. But as you say, you know, it doesn't particularly mean anything at this stage. It's all about the playoffs now, where everybody starts level.
And in terms of the playoffs, you know that you're going to have Bellevue, who you beat in the Elite League final last year. And you've chosen to go away first this time.
Yeah, we've had a chat about that, and you know, we're intent on winning at Bellevue. You know, we don't see the point in going up there and, you know, trying to keep things as tight as we can. We'd like to finish it, you know, the first time of asking if we can. That's the mindset, and you know, we look forward to it.
Your strategy in recent years has been the other way around, though, so it's a little bit of a change for you.
I think your memory must be deserting you, Richard, because last year in the semi-final we were away at Poole first, had to overturn a record deficit to get to the final against Bellevue, but we did that, and I think that's given us the confidence, you know, that we can perhaps do that again.
Reasonable to say the first of the two meetings this evening was the one that you could read more into. And amongst other things, a bit of a return to fitness again from Sam Masters, looking stronger, and some good points from your reserves.
Yeah, they looked good today, although I have to say that the, you know, the opposition reserves in the playoffs will be a tad stronger. But it's good, you know, to build up some confidence, which they will have done tonight. Shame for Nathan, who has damaged, aggravated a leg injury and wrecked yet another bike. So, but we've got a while now to dust ourselves down and get some meetings together with the boys, which I'll be doing, and we'll look forward to the playoffs immensely.
The cruel thing for Nathan is he spent quite a bit of money on his bike to get it up to speed. He earned some money in that first race, the first meeting tonight, and now he's going to be trying to fund the repairs again.
Yeah, it's difficult, you know, and I've seen many riders over the years in his position, and very often, you know, these crashes are nothing to do with him, as indeed, you know, that one wasn't. But you know, he's got the wherewithal to get himself back together in the time that's we've got between now and when we go to Bellevue, so I'm sure he'll do that.
It feels to me a very open set of playoffs this year. We've seen teams performing better away from home this year on the whole. It could be anybody's, couldn't it?
Yeah, that's often the case, but thinking back to last year, Bellevue, you know, took the easy option by selecting Lakeside, who they comfortably beat home and away, so, you know, the Londoners weren't particularly in it, but this year the pattern is completely different. I wouldn't like to bet too much on the outcome of any of these matches, let alone the final.
They may have had a tough year, but Paul, when it comes to the playoffs, that's when they'll try and peak. You always say it's not about what you do before, and it's about peaking for the playoffs.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't think anybody could argue against my assertion that they're the form team at the moment. But, you know, we've been in this position many times. We know what we're doing. We know how to do it. So bring it on.
Peter, good luck in the playoffs. We'll see you soon.
Thanks very much.